Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
It's time now for the Patty Conklin Show, exclusively on HealthyLife.net Radio.
Hello, everyone. It's Patty Conklin and my co-host, Vanessa Hall, MD, drum roll, please, here on our show, Making Sense. And we attempt to do it, although, you know, Vanessa would clearly tell you that most of the time I don't make sense. But if you listen to my reasoning,
I do. You said it. I didn't say it.
No. You're just whispering.
I would never say that.
So we've had some exciting guests on. We've got more exciting guests coming up. I had Lisa Coffey on last program, and just an awesome program with Lisa talking about the music, the children's songs she's written, and some from the Bhagavad-gita. I know I'm not pronouncing that right. Anyways, I can spell it for you. I just can't say it. But it was an awesome show, and I know Vanessa has some awesome guests coming
up. Yeah, next week we're going to, I was interviewing my coach, the legendary Harvard women's basketball coach, Kathy Delaney Smith, and we had technical difficulties. There were phone problems, so we only got half the show. So she's next week, and I'm really excited about the 17th, author, actor, and inner fitness guru, Tina Lifford, is going to be my guest on the 17th. That's going to be so exciting. Don't miss either of them. They have so much wisdom between them.
Yeah.
And then the week after that is my shaman class teachers, Ray and Nina Christ, from the Jaguar Path School of Modern Shamanism. I'm 2/3 of the way through my class with them, and they join me on the 24th, and I'm so excited about them. It is, this class has just been amazing, and you just don't want to miss any of these. They're going to be so much fun and so much wisdom.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, just amazing lineup. Amazing lineup. And I love the fact that you get such exciting guests on. I will be traveling. I will be keynoting in Arkansas next weekend. And so at Ozark Research Institute. And then drag racing the following weekend. So, I mean, come on. Cars and lectures. That's my thing.
I know it is. You love cars.
I'll be happy. I'll be very happy. So we've got lots coming up. And like I said, I love your lineup. You and I had talked about what to talk about. Holland, what to talk about today. And honestly, you know, I keep waiting for the chaos in the world to slow down, and it doesn't feel like it is. And so it's kind of like, how do we stay calm in a chaotic world? How do we not get caught up in what's taking place?
You
know, because we all have opinions, right? And so we want to kind of go with a group that fits our opinion. But the reality is, we stay very, very hyper-focused then if we're just talking to people who believe the same way we do.
Right.
And I think that that kind of accentuates the craziness, chaotic feeling that then surrounds you because you're not listening. You're not allowing others to, you know, give their point of view. And we make it so much, we talk about this, Vanessa, we make it so much about what's right and what's wrong.
Right. This
and
judgment.
When we really break it down, there's not a right or wrong. There's an opinion. And so give us some advice, Doc.
Well,
what do we do?
You know, just to comment on that, take that a little further, you know, I think that currently in the U.S. at least, there seems to be so much anger and an inability to have a civil conversation. I mean, we see our public leaders calling people losers and other, you know, derogatory things. And, you know, that's unacceptable. We would not allow our children to do that and behave that way. And what it does, it just polarizes everyone. I mean, if you call me a, you know, blankety blank, you know, what kind of response do you expect?
Right.
And so we need to put down our arms, you know, we need to take a breath and let's discuss the topics and just discuss them. And then we can agree to disagree. This, you know, one of the things that it feels like people are forgetting is that, you know, one of those things, those core things that separates America, the United States of America, from other countries is our freedom to have our own opinion and to be able to say it. You know, I've said to many, many people that I defend, I'm a black person, so just in case anybody didn't know, I will defend to end the right for the Ku Klux Klan to march down the street because it's their right as an American citizen.
Right.
As long as there's no threatening of other people, say what and believe what you think. But, here's the but, you have to allow that for every other person and their voice and their opinion.
Right.
Okay, that's real freedom.
Exactly.
But we need to have just, you know, just polite discourse without the name calling and the accusations and the judgment. And I'm not saying I don't fall into it sometimes, but I've made a conscious effort to, you know, live and let live, you know, allow people to have their opinion without judging them.
Right.
And I think that what you said earlier about people only talking to people who have their opinion, you get in an echo chamber, and I think that's dangerous because you don't even hear a different opinion. That maybe is a different way of thinking about it that might lead you to thinking about things in a different way. Also, I think when you only associate with people who think like you, it is way easier to get into the trap of calling people other. They're different, they're other, they're this, they're less than, whatever. And so we all need to take a breath, take a step back, you know, and just take some of this excess energy and anger out of it. Because it's not constructive. You know, we are not making progress. So, you know, just to start there, if people can start there, that's like a huge step. I think that one of the other things, I mean, I have friends that are like wigging out, and I know some trans people who are fearful. And I get it. And I think that, people need to keep that in mind. You know, there's no excuse for, physical attacks or verbal attacks. If you don't like someone's life or lifestyle, walk away.
Right. Don't associate.
You know,
I mean,
if you don't like it,
you can't respect it.
Exactly. And you know what? It's your right to not agree with that, anyone's lifestyle, but it is not your right to threaten them, harass them, physically assault them. You know, so we've got to, we really have to get past all that. But I think
but
that,
you know, I want to cut in here for a minute because it seems like I mean, we're both children of, well, I'm the children of the 50s, you're children of the 60s. But it feels like this has, I mean, it's increased in volume, obviously, over the last few years. But we've always dealt with this. I mean, this has always been a hang-up in U.S. society. Now, I've traveled a lot of the world, and I know you've traveled a fair amount as well. I don't see the designations of race and status and belief like we have delegated in this country. I mean, you know, it's I want to say it's a U.S. problem. I mean, I realize that there's problems in other areas, but we seem to, like, take the cake for it. But we've never been able to get beyond it, and it just seems to get worse. Yeah.
Yes. You know, and it's interesting because what I really think is that while we had the civil rights movement and we made progress and all of that, that there has been an undercurrent of racism and sexism and otherism that has been sort of undercover. But now it's just in full effect. It's like it's everywhere. It's like it's okay. It's like people have gotten an okay to otherize people and stigmatize them and judge them and all of this.
Right.
Now, granted, we know there are other countries that have repressive regimes and, you know, women that are, you know, relegated to, you know, subservient everything and da-da-da. But, you know, we have these ideals of America, but we're not living up to them. And we haven't.
Right.
We haven't fully lived up to them. And
right.
So, you know, one of the questions I have is that, do we believe in this American dream or not? Because if you do, then you defend a person's right to be who they are. Those liberties,
right.
Life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness.
Right.
And I question whether that's really what we as a nation really truly embrace. Because it's easy to embrace when everybody's the same. It gets
right.
harder when people are different. You know, and so it's just it's food for thought for folks, you know.
But I mean, I think that, so, you know, I'm playing devil's advocate here for a minute, and I know I'm playing devil's advocate, so I fully admit it. So the thing is, okay, the current political climate, whatever, is giving people license to speak more openly about how they feel. But the challenge is they still felt the same way 40 years ago. They just didn't speak it. And
didn't
so
they? Sure.
Now they're speaking it. And by contrast, the trans, or, you know, individuals who have different lifestyles have been in the shadows and have slowly opened up and come out and felt that comfort. And so, so in some ways we're doing this flip-flop. It's like, okay, people are being more vocal. I think the challenge is, and they're being more violent, I think. But I think that what is curious to me is one group of people are feeling, had been feeling more safe to be out, and the people who also suppressed what they felt are also coming out.
So
I don't feel like it's a new dynamic. I think both groups are coming out more, and so we're creating more of a clash.
Okay, yes. But I think the differentiator to me is, yes, if you had this belief and you were undercover before, and now you're more vocal about it, I've got no problem with people being vocal about their opinion. The problem comes when you want to dictate other people's lives. You want to threaten their physical safety, their livelihoods, their housing, and those kinds of things. That's the extreme part.
Yeah.
To me, it's the opinion and your belief that, you know, trans people and gay people or whatever it's right. fine with me. Think what you like. I don't care.
Right.
But can't cross that line to harm people. And
right.
that's what it feels like has become more acceptable to attack people, whether that's verbally or physically, or to, you know, threaten their jobs or their housing. That's where I think we are getting in trouble.
Well, so I want to gauge the fear mode a little bit. I want to talk mm-hmm. about that fear mode a little bit. And I'm going to be personal here, if you don't mind.
Okay.
You, as a gay black female, do
mm-hmm.
you feel as though you specifically are more targeted in your world?
No.
Okay.
But I am listening to the people that I know
who are feeling
many
it.
Of
yeah.
them are feeling threatened. That's it. I'm, you know, I think you and I, we've worked on ourselves
right
enough and have incorporated, you know, whether it's science of mind or whatever, to help us stay grounded and not live in fear, right?
Right.
But many people have not, and are caught up in it, and I hear it in their voices, and I hear it, you know, when I'm around them, and I, what they're telling me about their friends, and I have friends that are, you know, a gay couple, and they have children, and, you know, they're concerned.
Right.
I mean, there are things that have happened that have been, scary for people. And so, you know, that's where I think we really have to ratchet down. You know, it's one thing to say, you know, I don't agree with your lifestyle. It is another thing to, you know, get in somebody's face.
Right.
You know?
Right. Totally. Yeah.
And there's more of that. And so, the thing is, you hear about these things. They may not have happened to you, but people pick up on, see that, and they were like, okay, so now they're out in the world and their head's on a swivel because they're
mm-hmm.
concerned about, you know, well, who am I going to encounter today?
Right.
So, you know,
right.
I think that's a real issue for people. You know,
kind of
the
same
thing
feeling
is not
as
about
Tesla owners right now.
Right.
I mean, seriously.
Right. Which, you
yeah.
know, which I think is ridiculous. It's like people
totally.
Bought Teslas and have had them for years and years. But they're right.
Yeah.
You know, that and that purchase had nothing to do with Elon Musk today.
Right.
Now, picketing, fine. You know, do it. Sell your stock.
Sure.
Fine, do it. But the individual Tesla owner being a target, that's insanity.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those people are just living their lives trying to, you know, take care of their lives. You know,
yeah.
and see, that's the kind of the behavior that, you know, we need to stop that craziness.
Yeah.
But as far as the individual person and what they can do, I think number one thing is don't watch the news, okay? They did a study years and years ago. This is when I was in practice.
Yeah.
That showed that women who watched the news before bedtime were significantly more likely to develop depression and anxiety.
Right.
Just watching
right.
the news at night. So,
yeah.
I mean, if you must watch the news, watch it in the morning. Watch it at dinner time.
Right.
You know,
right.
Well, better yet, I think the best way to get the news is to read it. Because
yeah.
I feel like the way news is presented and the words, the language that's used, many times is inflammatory. Because, you know, they say, you know, if it bleeds, it leads. That's how the
yeah.
news is. Because that, you know, it's like watching the train wreck. You know, you can't take your eyes off it. So.
Right.
I think if you read it, it takes a lot of the energy and emotion out of it, and you just read, you know, the facts. I like
right.
independent media. because they don't have a dog in the hunt. They don't have an advertiser that
right.
they're beholden to.
Right.
And so you can't speak against something if that advertiser is like, hey, you know, we're invested in that. Don't say that. So I think independent media, print, whether it's on the web or paper, is useful. I get a magazine called The Week, W-E-E-K, and basically they present what happened. They present some of the views of the conservative papers and publications, and they present the more left-leaning and some of the center, and they
yeah.
give you that information, and you read it, and then you go, okay, and then you get to decide what you think about that. But it's
right.
not inflammatory, you know?
Right.
And so
right.
I think, you know, that would be the number one thing, because I find the more I watch the news, the more whipped up I am, and you know, I'm not sleeping well at night. It's like, okay, got
right.
enough done.
Right.
The other thing
I mean,
do is
the...
I let me just say this. I check out on the weekends. I don't read anything. I don't watch any
anything?
News, nothing over the weekend.
That's a really good idea. And let's continue this conversation when we come back. It's important. We can get whipped up easily. And let's continue on how we get the news and why some of it's important, at least. So we'll be right back, folks. We'll see you on the other side.
Want to get that man or woman out of your mind? How about being in the right state of mind for getting that job promotion or staying positive to help boost your immune system? Want to break those old habits? Then it's time for an emotional cellular cleansing with Patty Conklin. You'll get a private 3-hour session in person by phone or by Zoom with 3 months of follow-up appointments, plus email support. But you'll have to do the work and homework materials are included. Find out more or to book your appointment, visit pattyconklin.com. That's pattyconklin.com.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
If you're wondering if Patty can help you heal, why not book a free 15-minute consultation either by phone or by Zoom? It's a great way to see which of Patty's services is right for you. You'll discuss her services in detail and how they can apply to your specific situation. It's really a great place to start, and you can sign up for your free consultation by phone or Zoom on Patty's website, pattyconklin.com. That's pattyconklin.com. Get the help you need today. Sign up for your free consultation at pattyconklin.com.
ASMC, the premier German company that supplies everything for adventure, from outdoor clothes to outdoor gear, even backpacks. Lots of quality and lots of specials. To start your adventure, go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ASMC.
Okay, I get it. You're a doubting Thomas, and you don't want to pay for something unless you can know what it's all about. Well, now you can find out just what Patty Conklin's energy healing is all about. Go to pattyconklin.com to sign up for her free group energy adjustment, held every Wednesday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Experience for yourself the transformative energy designed to bring calm and healing to your life. Space is limited, so sign up now. Go to pattyconklin.com, click on services, and you're there.
Where positive people and radio unite. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. It's Patty and Vanessa, Making Sense. And we are doing our best today to talk about how to stay calm in a chaotic world. What are some of the things that set us off? What people's behavior? You know, are we really standing up for each other? Are we making sure to not be disrespectful? And you know, one of the things that we were talking about leading into break is I do enjoy watching the news, and I stay very neutral with it. I will go to conservative, and I will watch conservative news, and I will watch far-left news, more liberal-leaning, and I take both with a grain of salt. figure somewhere in the middle.
That's balance.
Is probably kind of accurate.
Yes.
But I'm going in consciously doing that, right? Because for me, when something's going on in the world, earthquakes, tsunamis, whatever, I want to know. So I can pray for people and just, you know, be a presence energetically for them. So that's important to me. But I totally agree with you of not watching it on the weekends and just, you know, letting go for a little bit.
Yeah.
If I need to pop on and look at news real quick Saturday afternoon on my phone, like you said, no TV, just reading articles to see what's going on. I'm good with that, but the sensationalism in people's voice, is what triggers so many people subconsciously. They don't even know they're being triggered by the way it's presented. And, you know,
we both
have been speakers. I know when I'm on stage, I can bring that audience to their, you know, standing to their feet and just, you know, having a great time. But one thing I learned from Sundance when I was writing my book was, you know, Dan had not been to a lot of workshops. And so my book made no sense to him. And you had read it, like, the month before. And he's like, this book makes no sense whatsoever. And I said, well, Vanessa likes it. And he's like, yeah, because Vanessa knows you and has listened to some of your lectures. So what she's not getting in the book, she's filling in the blank because she knows what you mean. I don't know what you mean. And so he's like, understand that there's a total difference between how you present in front of a live audience and how it actually goes on the paper and the written word. There's not the voice inflection. There's not the body movement. There's not all the cues that your audience is seeing, listening, and feeling. The book is just words on paper.
Neutral.
And I went, wow. And so I look at the news the same way. Is their voice inflection, their body language, whether we're aware of it consciously or not, it's still affecting us. So
if
you want to watch, you really need to be neutral.
Yes, that's such a great point. And let's face it, it is, in some level, entertainment.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And so, you know, I think that is a great point. The other thing that I like to do is, even when I read something or hear it on the news, if I happen to, perchance, watch the news, you know, I hear something and I go, I'm going to Google that. I'm going to fact check that. I'm going to go to my AI program and say, tell me about whatever. There's also some outlets that, one of them is called, let me find it, there's so many things on my laptop, it's really bad. It's like,
not too much information, huh?
Verify This, it's called Verify This, and there's another thing called All Sides Balanced. And All Sides Balanced gives you the article that's written from the left, the article that's written from the right, the article that's written from the center, so you get to compare those. It tells you which publications or news outlets are left-leaning, center, or right-leaning, or far right or far left. So then you understand, you know, the context from which that information is coming to you. And sometimes when you read them, you know, side by side, you go, golly, these stories don't even resemble each other. And so you get a sense of how you are being manipulated. And again, that's why I like independent media, because they are not beholden to the light bills.
Right.
But I also like what you said at the break was, you know, you watch news in the morning when you're having a cup of coffee. And then you're able to sort of process that out of you the rest of the day. So if you got somewhat whipped up about it, you have all day to kind of let it go so that you can sleep at night.
Right. I think that, you know, it's important, especially in families. You know, my boyfriend and I are not on the same page when it comes to politics and some of that stuff. And what we've had to learn within our relationship is, one, we're probably never going to agree. Two, if we're going to have any discussion, it needs to be before 5 o'clock at night, preferably in the morning, so that we do have the day to process it. But I'll tell you what, if we get caught off guard and we have a conversation in the evening, it goes out of control and neither one of us can sleep because we're so frustrated that the other one isn't listening or hearing the way we think they should be, right?
Right.
And so, you know, those keys are important of just because I know, and I know you know, so many couples who are opposites, whether it's politics, whether it's religion, you know, family,
whatever it is,
how we raise our children, whatever. Do not have those conversations in the evening.
Right. The other thing is, you know, we're tired. You're tired at night. When you're tired, you have no buffer. You know what I mean? So that's the worst time to try to have a conversation, you know. Go get some sleep, get up fresh, you know, and do it. You know, it's funny. I was sitting here. I wrote some notes this afternoon to kind of say, okay, I want to remember these things. And I'm reading them, and I'm going, you know, it all gets down to personal responsibility yet again. Our favorite theme, you know, it's your responsibility to not have conversations, you know, at night like that and when you're tired, or watch the news at night that whips you up, you know, and choosing where you get your information. And it's on you to do some, you know, research to make sure what you think is actually true. There's a lot of junk. I mean, I'm sorry, I don't mean to offend anyone, but WhatsApp and Telegram are not news. Those are opinions. Everybody has opinions, just like they have noses and other things. Okay?
So true.
Be very conscious of the quality of the source of your information. When we come back, because we've got to go to break, let's talk about, because we could talk about this, like, forever. But let's talk about the things that you can implement in your life to help you not be whipped up. And stay centered and stay calm. How about that?
It sounds great. Let's talk about it when we come back, folks. We'll be back in just a minute.
The pulse of the blood in your veins means you're alive, but a high or low pulse could mean you're not in balance, which could cause problems. But now, Patty Conklin has found three ways that can constantly make sure your pulse is kept in balance so you can move easier through life. Subscribe to Patty's Healing Pulse today. It has a plethora of things to do, discounts, book club, and so much more. Visit pattyconklin.com to find out more about Patty's Healing Pulse subscriptions. That's pattyconklin.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
You may not be in the same room or even the same country, but Patty Conklin's remote energy work can help you heal whether you have an illness, emotional wounds, or are in spiritual turmoil. And she can do it remotely. You can choose your session time, too, starting from 30 minutes, 3 hours, or even 6-hour sessions. Healing energy. Healing you no matter where you are. Visit pattyconklin.com, scroll down to remote healing, and book your appointment now. That's remote healing at pattyconklin.com.
For the best in business class travel, count on Cheapo Air. Cheapo Air has the best price guarantee, 24/7 customer service, and easy booking online or by phone. To experience your hassle-free journey, start by going to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Cheapo Air.
If you're on PattyConklin.com, you might want to visit her store. There you can inexpensively buy powerful visualizations on a plethora of subjects, all to help you heal. Help rebuild your immune system, work with color or tonal energy, help remove fear and depression, and so much more. Plus, you can get Patty's best-selling book at her store, To Be Your Best Too. God Within is a great book to teach you how to use the lost knowledge of the universe to impact your physical life today. Visit our store at PattyConklin.com. You'll be glad you did. PattyConklin.com.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
Okay, we're
hey
back.
Hey, everyone.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming back. Yeah. I was just reminiscing here in my mind about some of the things, ruminating, I guess, more than reminiscing, about some of the things I've seen. And you know, Vanessa had good points leading into this, but I really wanted to touch base about social media and how people, because they're not standing in front of a physical person, a live human being, the nastiness, the meanness, just coming out of every direction, and it just, it's appalling to me. It's appalling to me that people feel like it's okay to be so cruel and mean, and not even fitting the circumstances. I was talking about a woman locally who had come on to our local news Facebook page asking for help because she had a new baby and she didn't have enough money for formula. She wasn't getting good, solid breast milk, and she needed formula. And people were just jumping in going, you know, well, why'd you get knocked up to begin with? And you know, where's your baby daddy? And, you know, and people were so cruel. And I finally just, you know, wrote on there, you know, DM me and I'll help you out. And I just don't understand why people from all walks of life, I don't think it's just one group. I think people
definitely
from
not.
All walks of life are becoming bolder.
More
bolder.
Well, it's easy to do.
Mean.
Like you said.
Yeah.
You know, you can rip off all sorts of stuff online and you have no repercussions. You know, you think twice when you say that to somebody's face. Because you might have
right.
a fist in it, right?
Right.
The other thing too is, think about you could go, what would Jesus do? You know,
right.
see that all the time. But what would your mother think about you behaving that way?
Right.
And if,
right.
if your mother would say, I didn't teach you to be that way, then don't do
right.
it.
Right, right. I mean, I think that's what's crazy, right, is just that whole aspect of the anonymous participant. Because we don't know who you are. And I just think that if we went back, and I don't know how we do it. I mean, sometimes, Vanessa, I feel like we've gone so far over the edge that there's no recovery. And I know that there is, but boy, there's days when I just feel like, how will we ever come back to a gracious world?
You know, one person at a time, and each of us can do our best to do good, right, and show compassion. And I think that that does spread, you know, and so we just need to do our best and support other people to do their best. I think we can slowly you know, return to some semblance of cordialness.
I think you're
absolutely right.
Yeah. When we were on break, we were talking to our producer Jay about this, and Jay had commented that he felt like it had always been there, Jay, feel free mm-hmm. to jump in if you'd like to, because your opinion's valuable. About how that, you know, and I think that that goes back to what I was saying in the beginning, is have people always felt this way and they're now mm-hmm. just verbalizing it?
So they're just emboldened.
Yeah.
And it's easy. Yeah. Think about it. It's easy. You know, when you're calling into a radio show back then, we had to call 50 times to try to get through. That
right.
takes some effort. Now you just
yeah.
pull out your phone and beep, beep, bleep, and you can just, you know, destroy someone, right?
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
easy. You know,
yeah.
and I think that the other thing is people feel bad about themselves, and it makes them feel better to put someone else down.
Yeah.
And so it is a symptom of a deeper problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it really changes and kind of circles around the whole mental health of not
mm-hmm.
just this country, but the world. I mean, I remember being young and traveling the world, and people go, oh, you're American. And they were so excited to have an American there, you know, whatever country I was in. And quite frankly, right now, if I were to jump on a plane and go to Brazil or go wherever, I'm not going to be welcomed very friendly.
Not,
and I know I'm
yeah, not. Right. I mean, we were hearing about that, so.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Because I'm an American. And so mm-hmm. we no longer stop looking at who we are individually. We're really clumping countries together, people
mm-hmm.
together, and making
yeah.
it this blob instead of
yeah.
distinct, loving human beings.
Well, you know, I had this thought this morning that I said, you know, the world is our home. I was reading
mm-hmm.
from my Science of Mind magazine. It was talking about, you know, how can we help sustain the earth? Mother Earth, I mean, that's for real. Mother
right.
Earth nourishes us, gives us everything. And if you think about Earth being home, that means everyone on the planet is related.
Right.
Because we're
right.
all home. We have the same home. And
yep.
if we had that kind of thought, you know, maybe we wouldn't do the things we do.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
The other funny thing is that I think all of the things that we talk about that help us stay healthy are the same things I think we need to do to not get caught up in the chaos.
Right. Right.
Eat healthy.
I think that you know, that laughter aspect, the humor, I'm gonna share a real
yes.
funny this weekend. Cause
yes.
Laughter
is great.
So, you know, I'm building this small house. Todd and I are building
mm-hmm.
a house. And so this weekend we went looking for tile. And Dan and Cass remodeled their bathroom last year, and I loved the tile in it. So I texted Dan's son, and I said, hey, what's the name of the tile that you and Cass put in the bathroom? And he immediately writes back, Sally. So I'm wandering around to the floor people going, I'm looking for a tile named Sally. And they're like, what? We don't know this Sally tile. And I'm like, I finally wrote Dan back, and I'm like, nobody knows who Sally or what this Sally tile is. And he does a face palm on his phone, and he's like, for crying out loud, Mom, Sally is the name of the bathroom. Kesh and I named the bathroom. So instead of I'm going to the bathroom, I'm going to go see Sally. I'm laughing so hard, Mom, I can't stand up. And Todd, my boyfriend, is just doubled over in the aisle.
Oh, my God.
That's laughing.
Just so funny. But don't you feel better when you get a good laugh like that?
It does. I mean, everybody, Kesh got home. And Dan has to tell her, so she's coming downstairs to my room, and she's like, you want to go see Sally now? Like,
oh,
gosh,
that's just hysterical. I love that. I just love it.
It decreased so much for
yes.
all of us. So keep
yes.
humor going. I mean, yes, we've got a lot of chaos, but within our loved ones and family, let's keep the fun
yeah.
going. And when we come back, let's talk about some constructive, productive ways to stay healthy and happy during our chaos. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Patty Conklin is busy, but she's never too busy for you, and there are lots of ways to get a healing session with her. You can even get one via Zoom or by phone. With 29 years in the business of energy healing, Patty has a unique and remarkable ability to connect with your energy to help you heal on a mind-body-spirit level. From angst to pain, you can get help from Patty. Book a half-hour healing session and embark on your own personal healing journey. Visit pattyconklin.com and click on services. That's pattyconklin.com.
If you're looking for unique items at affordable prices, then you should try Dream Product. From apparel to beauty, from shoes to therapeutic relief products, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Dream Products, and maybe your dreams might just come into reality.
Want to get that man or woman out of your mind? How about being in the right state of mind for getting that job promotion or staying positive to help boost your immune system? Want to break those old habits? Then it's time for an emotional cellular cleansing with Patty Conklin. You'll get a private 3-hour session in person by phone or by Zoom with 3 months of follow-up appointments, plus email support. But you'll have to do the work and homework materials are included. Find out more or to book your appointment, visit pattyconklin.com. That's pattyconklin.com.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
If you're wondering if Patty can help you heal, why not book a free 15-minute consultation either by phone or by Zoom? It's a great way to see which of Patty's services is right for you. You'll discuss her services in detail and how they can apply to your specific situation. It's really a great place to start, and you can sign up for your free consultation by phone or Zoom on Patty's website, pattyconklin.com. That's pattyconklin.com. Get the help you need today. Sign up for your free consultation at pattyconklin.com.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Hey everyone, it's Patty and Vanessa making sense on the Patty Conklin Show. HealthyLife.net. Visit us there. You can sit and watch the podcast. You can also, if we're doing a topic and you're listening live and you want to ask a question, feel free to email us. And you can find that on my email or on my website and on, I don't know about Vanessa's website, but just pattyc@pattyconklin.com. Feel free to email us because we check during the show. And we can answer your questions. But, Vanessa, we're in our last segment. And I want to talk about, and I know you want to talk about, how do we get productive? How do we stop doing the knee-jerk trigger reaction to the chaos?
Well, I mean, I think we must adopt healthy habits because the body isn't separate from the mind and the spirit. Okay, so if the body is jacked up, your ability to think and feel and all of that is going to be affected. I think in trying times, you know, people turn to alcohol, and it is the worst thing. Alcohol is a depressant. It makes depression and anxiety worse. So stop the alcohol, you know. The sugar whips people up and then crashes them down. You know, so excess caffeine, I mean, my God, you're just like clenching your teeth and just, you know, snappy. You know, those are basic things that, we control. Exercise, of course, exercise is always good. It helps you sleep better. Yoga, you know, incorporates the whole breathing aspect. Breathing, deep breathing exercises. As a matter of fact, there's something called 9 breaths. And Google it, and it's a technique to breathe that helps you relax, and it really works. Getting out in nature, you know, take your shoes off and go walk in the grass. Or I love going to the park in springtime because of the just amazing flowers. Like, my azaleas are blooming, and they're, you know, yesterday they were like barely sprouting out, and now they're like halfway bloomed. I mean,
wow.
Nature is fascinating, and I think for me, when I get out in nature, I recognize just how insignificant I really am.
Oh, you got it. Yep. So true.
So, you know, that's easy, and that's free. All of these things are free. You don't have to join a gym or anything. You can go online and find yoga class, you know?
Right.
You don't have to do anything fancy. But all of these things help have a healthy body. Deep breathing is good for you. Laughter, like you said, you know, just find, like, there are certain movies I love to watch because I just laugh. Like The Nutty Professor. Oh my God,
yeah.
It's just like, you know, so, you know, go on Netflix or whatever, not pay for you, but, you know, on demand and your cable company, you can find so many things that you know you just can't help laugh, right?
Yep.
You see him,
yep.
Every time you see that movie, you just double over and laugh. And you feel so good after you've had a good laugh. You know, and so, I mean, these are free things, and these are things that, you know, we should do anyway. And, and I think, you know, be able to admit if you need help.
Yeah.
There's online counseling. You can go to individual counseling in person. You can do group counseling in person. I guess they have group counseling online. I mean, these resources are available.
Right.
Go to your church, your minister, you know? I mean, there are resources out there that you can tap into if you need help.
Yeah.
You know? And I think that I just had this conversation with a couple of friends yesterday about how it took them like years, decades to figure out that they could ask for help.
Right. Right.
People
and how important
want to help.
Yeah.
Yes. So don't be shy, you know. You know, ask your friends for help. Ask your family.
Yeah.
You know, if someone says, no, I can't help you, go to the next person.
Right.
But don't keep that in isolation. I think when we withdraw, you know, whatever we can conceive in our mind is usually way worse.
Right.
What's really going on. Or
you
anticipate something that's going to be bad, and you just whip it up in your head, and it becomes larger than life, and it hasn't even occurred.
Right.
You're whipped up about it.
You're whipped up about it because the anxiety takes you there, and it hasn't occurred, and you don't know if it will occur. You're just in absolute fear. I know some of those moments when I feel overwhelmed. This is kind of my go-to. Is I love Sound of Silence by Disturbed, and I will put it on a loop because just the tenor of his voice and the music is so deep for me. And I will put it on loop, and I realize that I can process things that's bothering me just by listening to music. And yes, there's music that makes me happy and makes me jump around and attempt to dance in my kitchen, and that's awesome. But
I got to see that.
Process. Oh, I know it. I know it. I'm getting better about life loosening up. I mean, you know, I'm not taking life as seriously as I always have. Calming down a little bit. But I think that it's important that we find the tools. And the one thing that I would really encourage for people is to start the one-on-one interaction again. Because I think the one thing COVID did was even those who weren't introverts became introverts. And I think the human touch, the looking at each other, to kind of bring us back to a semblance of balance is really important. And, you know, the online groups are there, and they're important, and it's important. But, you know, it's getting out again, back into a rhythm of seeing people. And I know that's weird coming from me, but I think that I realize just how important that is.
Yes, I agree. You know, we're used to, I think so many people are texting, and that's their connection. And you miss out on sitting down with someone over a cup of coffee and talking and reaching out and touching their hand. That is powerful.
Yeah.
And I mean, I meet friends, and it's like, hey, let's just go walk. And then we're talking it the whole time. And like tomorrow morning, I'm meeting a friend. We were going to walk, but the pollen is just too bad. So we're going to meet and have coffee and catch up. You know, and I could send an email and says, hey, this is what's whatever, but it's just so much more meaningful when you're looking in that person's eye and you see them smiling back at you and all of that. And so, you know, put the phone down. I actually put in my phone at 8 o'clock at night in my calendar for every day, and it says, put the phone down.
Oh, wow.
So my goal is to go put the phone on the charger and just leave it there for the rest of the night. And so, because it's a distraction. It keeps you from interacting.
Right.
And so, you know, I mean, I'm married, and it's like, okay, I need to put the phone down because this is the time we have to spend together after dinner and catch up on the day or whatever. And, you know, put the phone down. That you're right. You're absolutely right. That human connection is important and get us back to what really matters.
Right.
And you know, it's worth the effort.
Yes.
You know, that's not going to happen magically.
Right.
You actually have to call somebody or text them and say, "Hey, let's meet for coffee."
Yeah.
Let's meet. Yep. You know, let's have dinner or lunch or whatever it is.
Even when my boyfriend and I are doing a routine, you know, grab a quick dinner, and he'll pick his phone up and start going through Facebook, and I just gently lay my hand over his screen, and it reminds him to put it down. And so no words need to be spoken. It's just like, here I am, honey. Thank you so much for joining us, folks, and I know the next 3 weeks are going to be astounding with Vanessa and her guests. Make sure you tune in, and we appreciate every single one of you. And thank you for being a part of the show.
Thank you so much.
Later.
Everybody, stay well.
Stay well. Absolutely. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Patty Conklin Show on HealthyLife.net Radio. To listen to it again or share it with a friend, visit HealthyLife.net podcast on demand link on our homepage and click on Patty Conklin.